And folks at Hills Beaver Creek High School down in Rock County, way down in the southwestern corner of the state. Here today to hear from students and teachers and parents to get their thoughts on whether Minnesota's new graduation standards are working. During the last half hour, we focused on the basic skills half of the graduation standard. For the next hour or so, we're going to zero in on the profile of learning, the controversial second half of the graduation standard. Basic skills tests are designed to measure whether students at least know the basics. The profile of learning, on the other hand, is a complex system of education requirements designed to set advanced or high standards for Minnesota school students. Back in the old days, students could graduate if they simply passed enough classes. Under this new system, they have to demonstrate through a series of projects that they've actually learned something. Show what you know is the shorthand that we've heard so often. Now, to fully explain the profile of learning would use up all of the rest of our 90 minutes, so I'm not going to try that. But essentially, students are now required to demonstrate knowledge in 24 out of 48 areas before they can get their diploma. The program is now in its second year, although it's been several years and millions of dollars in the making. Some folks would say it's just what the doctor ordered to get kids ready for the 21st century. Others say it's a disaster. A mountain of paperwork that forces teachers to discard some of their best material. Most everybody else really doesn't know what to think about the profile. They're having trouble even understanding the new vocabulary, the jargon that goes with the profile. Hopefully all of you here at our schools will be able to clear up some of that confusion. You're the folks that are dealing with it. What do you think of the profile of learning? Is it working for you? And to get things started in this segment, let me ask this question. We've heard a lot of complaints about the implementation problems, the paperwork and the grading and all of that, and we'll get to that. But set that aside for a moment. Let's assume that the program, the profile of learning program, is working just as it was set out to work. Everything is real smooth. Is it a good theory of education? Is this something we actually ought to be doing? Tim, you want to start?
Here I am with Noni Peterson-Koneski, a social studies teacher here at Roosevelt.
I guess what I'll talk about is what I see as the concept behind the profile of learning, which many of us were doing before it was enacted in law, which is to say that we teach to standards, not basic standards. I'm talking here about in my discipline of history, there's certain concepts that we want to make sure kids understand. There's certain things that have occurred over time we want them to know. And there's certain skills we want them to be able to have, say, critical thinking kinds of things. And so the philosophy is to create assessments where kids have multiple ways, as my colleague talked about before, of demonstrating or showing to the teacher or the class that they understood and know these things and know how to do these skills.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here with a 10th grader at North St. Paul, Gene Farley, who's some thoughts about what do you think of the idea behind the standard?
Well, I think the profile of learning is a good way. It filters out the slackers that you have at school because it's basic common sense. If you don't do the work, you don't pass the standard, and if you don't pass the standard, you don't graduate. But at the same time, you get so obsessed with thinking about what am I doing wrong, am I doing this all right, am I going to pass the standard, that the whole idea of learning is not there because you're so obsessed with, you know, make sure you're doing everything right, make sure you're going to get a good grade on this and stuff like that, that the, you know, idea of learning kind of just goes away.
So it puts a lot of pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that different than sitting through a traditional class where you were concerned about doing well? And is this somehow different?
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think it's a lot different.
How so?
Well, it's different in a way that you're just, when you learn something, you learn it, you take in the information, and you're not so worried about just making sure you're going to pass the class and pass the standard. You're worried about, do you know this stuff? Do you know, is this stuff going to carry on with you? Are you going to bring it on, you know, after high school? And the other stuff, it's really short-term memory. You get it in your brain, you make sure you pass the standard, and you're done, you know?
Hmm. Okay. Kara?
We got it. Okay. I do. I have a student, David Topp, who wants to comment about the profile.
I'd just like to say that I don't see the point in these things, because if we're passing our classes, I think that proves that we're learning and actually, by testing us on this, it's actually taking away from our learning.
Are you concerned that teachers aren't teaching some things that you're going to need to know so that they can accommodate the requirements of the profile of learning?
Yeah, because this takes away our class time, so we're not learning as much as we normally should, and it might have hurt us when we go to college and stuff.
Do you feel, though, that by doing these projects, by completing the requirements of the profile, that you're learning a lot in those areas?
No, because all it really is just testing us on what we should know, and it's taking away from what we could learn, and it'd help us in college if we had more time to learn.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
Gary, I'm with Tim Gant, a student here at Roosevelt. He has a little different take.
I think that before the high standards were, you know, even developed or whatever, a lot of the teachers were teaching some of the stuff that they're already teaching with the high standards. A lot of the teachers wanted their students to know about, you know, the slavery in Sudan, like one of the things that we're learning right now in world cultures. You know, a lot of the teachers, wanted to know, or wanted their students to know about that. You know, they wanted to know what was going on in World War II and World War I. And they wanted their students to understand, you know, the difference between, you know, how to write a perfect paper and, you know, how to develop things when you go to college. You know, it basically all the high standards are is your standards when you go to college. It's just they're getting you ready for college. And I think some of the teachers here at Roosevelt were already doing that before the high standards were even developed.
Are you concerned that maybe the teachers have had to drop some things, though, that they might otherwise want to be teaching? That
I think some of the teachers wanted to do some other things with their students, but, you know, they do see that the basic standards are very important for their students, so they can drop that and teach them more, but they can also add their opinion into their basic standards as they're teaching it.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back out to North St. Paul. Jim?
Okay, I'm here with math teacher Ellen Delaney about the philosophy behind the standards. What do you think?
You know, I have a great appreciation for the standards in that what it has done over the last couple of years is create conversation between teachers. And I have to tell you that teaching is typically a very isolating profession. We often taught what we felt we needed to teach, and people always point to mathematics, so I want to talk about that. They say, because mathematics is so cut and dried, you always know. Well, I can tell you that I had kids come in saying that they had an algebra background, and I don't know where they were, and don't want to point any fingers, but their algebra background was not the algebra that we teach in our course. So it's not as cut and dried as you think. Think about what the standards have done. It's really created conversations. We're talking about what's important for student learning. We're talking about what's important to teach. And the fear that I have is that we're going to look at what's on paper right now, and we're going to be with this for the next 40 years. And what this should be is ongoing conversation that is continually renewed, continually updated. And if there are beautiful projects that people have that would be of benefit to kids, then they should become part of this standard. We need a process in this state that allows renewal. I feel as though I went through 20 years of teaching with no change, 2 years of teaching where there's been such an enormous amount of change that you can't take it all in. And what it should have been and should be from now on, if anybody's listening, that we continue to renew on a regular basis and really assess what do kids need to know today for tomorrow.
You're concerned that this is... that the standards are kind of written in stone and that there's just not that opportunity to do that.
Exactly. And that's what I'm hearing from people, how frustrated they are because they know that this is it. This is the beginning and the end. Even I'll address the young lady's comment about that one snapshot and that fear that learning goes away because you just want to complete the package. Well, what's really real is the package should be an integral part of your teaching. And it is my hope that someday my kids can't tell what's a package and what's just the project that we're doing today.
Thanks.
Kara?
Thanks, Gary. This is Lee Walraven. He is a sophomore at Hills Beaver Creek, and he has an example of a performance package.
On one of the packets for Algebra 1, we had to take a Frisbee and put inch increments all around it and then put a dot on there. And then we turned that Frisbee an inch, and we marked down how far that dot moved vertically. And then we took those measurements down and did the average of how much that moved. Well, I could have done that back in sixth grade, and that just took away from, I think that was 2 days of school, 2 days of class of algebra, which I could learn actually something that would have been worthwhile. With that Frisbee thing, I mean, most of us could have done that back in sixth grade. That didn't make any sense at all.
I might add, some of us don't have any idea what you just said. We could not do that. But thanks for your comment, Tim.
Student view here at Roosevelt from Rachel Shuda.
My comment is based towards when they're saying that it's taking away from the normal class time. It all depends on the teacher and how much the teacher knows about the standards and how much the teacher knows about how to teach it. Last year when it first came out, it totally interrupted all the curriculum, but this year in both world cultures and English, the teachers were able to make it flow just like it was the normal curriculum. And I've been hearing on the news and through my teachers that the legislator is... that they've been thinking of taking a 2 years off, a moratorium, so that teachers can learn how to teach it. And I think that's very important, because just in 1 year there was that progression from totally interrupting, and we went from learning about Shakespeare to something that's totally off. We took a half of our year doing that. So I think that we need to take 2 years off so the teachers can learn how to teach it, and so they can help us.
Okay. Kara, you're next. Go ahead, please.
Gary, I have a parent here who wants to talk about comparing her kids from those who went through the profiles and those who did not.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ann Booby, and I, as a parent and as a board member at Hills Beaver Creek, I see lots of things happening. And first of all, I think we're very unique that we've had 100% graduation rate of our seniors graduating every year, and I think that gives a lot of credit to our teachers and our administration. But also, through the years, I have a college graduate and I have a freshman in college now who are both at South Dakota schools, and I also have an eighth grader who's in the midst of the graduation standards, and I see my older children being very well qualified for the education they are receiving post high school. And now I see my eighth grader scurrying and busy doing these profiles, and I see busy work, and I see the teacher's time consumed with busy work, and I feel on our end of it being maybe small and rural, we have maybe some benefits, but I think we were already doing an excellent job educating our students, and I can see that in my own home. And why are we fixing this when it isn't broke? And I do feel very strongly about the testing. I think that's good. We as a district know, and parents know, where our students are at. But as far as the profiles, I think we already have been doing an excellent job here at Hills Beaver Creek, and I don't think the profiles will enhance our education as much as time is being spent on them.
Okay. We don't have a lot of time left, but Jim, you've got someone who wants to comment?
Mary Malzarnik, who teaches marketing and business at North St. Paul here, is, I think, a success story about implementation of the profile.
Yeah, I want to talk about the implementation of the standards, and I have had a lot of success in the fact that I looked at the standard and then designed the entire course around the standard, so the course and the standard went hand in hand, and if I wouldn't mention standard, the students didn't really know they were doing the standard, but actually completed the standard. And I think a lot of the frustration is coming in where teachers are trying to stuff a standard into a course that they maybe have previously taught. And granted, it is different for different subject matters. It might be more difficult in another subject matter than business and marketing, because we are performance-based classes and we always have been. But maybe some of the curriculum needs to be changed.
I do get the sense here that math, it seems to work very well in math and business, and there's a little more problems in, say, the English departments, where standardization isn't quite as easy to do.
Mm-hmm. Tim? I'm here with Tony Mosier, another student here at Roosevelt, with a view on what he's seen change in the classroom.
I've seen a lot of people are commenting on how teachers are throwing away stuff. From my experience, they're not throwing away anything. In fact, they're rushing through a lot of our normal curriculum. And a lot of them, they don't want to throw away stuff because that reflects poorly on their teaching skills. So they do as much work as they can, and then the standards come along and they just rush through everything, and they're still going to grade on the same criteria, so that in turn just affects their GPA, and that's not what this whole standard is all about.
So there's more material being packed into the same amount of classroom time, is how you feel?
Yeah, they're just trying to fit it all in, and because they're being assessed themselves. If they throw away some of those teaching skills that they've always been said they're supposed to do, that reflects poorly on them, and they're going to be assess themselves in a poor way.
Jim, a quick question or comment, rather, from North St. Paul.
Yeah, I've got a student here, Tara Smith, about the philosophy behind the standards.
Yeah, one thing I don't like about the standards is the theory that we should have a standard for every little thing, like business and art, as well as like the skills that we need to know, like math and science, is the fact that high school is supposed to be a time where we're exploring what we want to do and what type of career we want to go into, but we don't get that opportunity when we're busy taking a business standard or an art standard, a required class now for standards like that, when the field that we may want to go into is science.
So it waters down your studies, basically.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Thanks.
And a quick comment, Kara.
Gary, I have an elementary teacher here who has some comments.
I'd like to agree with what the student just said. And then from the teacher's point of view, here at Hills Beaver Creek, since we're such a small school, a lot of the teachers are doing, you know, 5-6 packages throughout the school year, which is a lot for a teacher to be responsible for, besides the everyday curriculum that you're working on all the time, making sure you get those needs met along with all these other needs. It's becoming a lot of paperwork. It's becoming time-consuming. It's taking up a lot of our time, and we just have a lot of concern about that here in the small school.
Okay, thanks. If you're just tuning in, we're broadcasting live today from Minneapolis Roosevelt. We're also hooked up with North St. Paul and Hills Beaver Creek, talking about Minnesota's graduation standards. This segment devoted to the profile of learning. We're going to have much, much more on the profile over the noon hour today. But before we break here, I want to get some quick comments from our panelists. Representative Segrin, based on what you've heard so far, do we need to well, how do you think this profile is working?
Well, I think that we need to do some adjustments with it, serious adjustments this year. I'm getting so many calls from parents whose students are trying to figure out their 4 years of high school and can't take some courses that their kids are interested in. I was with some ALC kids yesterday, and they were frustrated in the fact that if they really were a creative kind of kid, they couldn't take extra courses in art or music. A lot of kids seem to have to fill out and do all the 24 required standards and maybe can't take advanced placement classes. They have to go through a lot of hoops to be able to do that and waive their standards.
Commissioner Jacks, Christine Jacks.
Well, a couple things come to mind. I think that what I heard is that where the teachers were embedding the standards into their own curriculum instead of taking a performance package and adding it on, sounds like they were more successful. So I think we have to get the message out that you can, if you're a teacher, use your own curriculum. You just have to embed the standards and then make sure there's a continuous assessment. And then on the line of the continuous assessment, I think we as good grown-ups need to do the same thing. If performance packages are good enough for students, are good enough for the commissioner and the legislature and the executive branch, which means that as we're moving along, we should have high standards, but we should continue to assess what we're doing. We should continue to evaluate what we are doing and make changes where it's necessary.
Senator Pogemiller?
Well, I thought the comments were pretty insightful, and we've been hearing comments like that over the last several years. I think there seems to be a general commitment to high standards, statewide standards, and that most of the issues that are being discussed are either alignment issues, curriculum issues, or time issues for faculty to become prepared to do this in a way that works for their students. And I think we need to step up our efforts in that area. And I'm just thrilled that there seems to be a commitment to high standards throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up, just a quick comment from each of you. Are you folks still committed to this approach to education, assuming it's implemented properly, or are you having some second thoughts about that?
The governor and I and the lieutenant governor are 100% behind the profile of learning. We want the districts to go full bore for implementing. The district should be implementing without delay. The students should be taking them without delay. Teachers should be teaching them without delay. But we are requesting that the legislature consider having a delay on whether it's high stakes. That means that if something isn't working, that it's not the student who doesn't get a diploma.
Representative Segrin, we heard somebody down in Beaver Creek say, what was wrong with the old system? Kids were doing fine.
Well, I think that I'm having some serious concerns about the profile. I support high standards, and I want to have a common sense approach to high standards. The theory of showing what you know is good, but I think maybe with the pendulum swung so far into the performance package arena that we forgot to have a balance of opportunities for kids in schools. And I think I'm hearing teachers say that too, that let's try to reevaluate what we're doing and try to make this a more common sense approach.
State Representative Alice Segrin, State Senator Larry Pogemiller, and Christine Jacks, who's the Commissioner of the State Department of Children, Families, and Learning, joining us here at Roosevelt High School. You're listening to a special edition of Midday. We're coming to you live from Roosevelt. We're going to take a break here for a few minutes, but when we return, we'll continue with our discussion of the profile of learning. Plus, all the folks here at Roosevelt and North St. Paul and Hills Beaver Creek will have a chance to quiz our panelists on the state's graduation standards.